The Enron story didn't just dominate the Sunday talk shows. It almost single-handedly pushed Afghanistan out of the lead slots in newspapers and magazines and radio, too. NPR news analyst Daniel Shore says to get ready, the Enron story is going to get a whole lot bigger before it goes away.
President Bush is out with his wartime budget. Russia and China warn the United States not to attack Iraq. But the top headlines in many of this morning's newspapers went to former Enron chairman Kenneth Lay, changing his mind about testifying before a Senate committee. We are hearing some well-known names in new connections. Former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker will help the Arthur Andersen accounting firm clean up its act. David Boies of Microsoft and Gore election fame is defending another of the Enron principals. Lay's lawyer, Earl Silbert, was the original Watergate prosecutor. For the indefinite future, Enron is where the legal action is. The Justice Department has told the White House not to shred any Enron-related papers. Subpoenas have already started flowing from Congress. Senator Joseph McCarthy invented the term Fifth Amendment communists. Soon we may have a new class of Fifth Amendment capitalists. All this is to say that the inquisitions that lie ahead have the potential for altering the political landscape. This goes much deeper than the savings and loan scandals of the 1980s because so many more people were victimized by corporate corruption, and they add up to a significant political force. What cannot be predicted is how far the stain will spread. The Bush administration, striving to confine this to financial rather than governmental malfeasance, is hastening to close the stable door on pension funds and accounting practices. Members of Congress, many returning their Enron checks, are vowing reform. This all comes at a time when America, in the wake of terrorist attack, is examining itself. If Homeland Security means anything, it should include security about the honesty of our corporate culture and regulation to enforce that honesty. This is Daniel Shore.